In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit.
A broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love.
According to your mercy, blot out my transgressions.
Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity.
And cleanse me from my sin.
For I know my transgressions.
And my sin is ever before me.
Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight.
So that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment.
Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity.
And in sin did my mother conceive me.
Behold, you delight in truth in the inward being.
And you teach me wisdom in the secret heart.
Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean.
Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow.
Let me hear joy and gladness.
Let the bones that you have broken rejoice.
Hide your face from my sins.
And blot out all my iniquities.
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
And renew a right spirit within me.
Cast me not away from your presence.
And take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And uphold me with a willing spirit.
Then I will teach transgressors your ways.
And sinners will return to you.
Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God. O God of my salvation,
and my tongue will sing aloud of your righteousness.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
For you will not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it.
You will not be pleased with our offering.
The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit.
A broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
Do good to Zion in your good pleasure.
Build up the walls of Jerusalem.
Then will you delight in right sacrifices, in burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings.
Then bulls will be offered on your altar.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit.
A broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ, on this day the Church begins a holy season of prayerful and penitential reflection, during which our attention is especially directed to the holy sufferings and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. From ancient times, the season of Lent has been kept as a time of special devotion, self-denial, and humble repentance, born of a faithful heart that dwells confidently on his word and draws from it life and hope. Let us pray that our dear Father in heaven, for the sake of his beloved Son and in the power of his Holy Spirit, might richly bless this Lenten tide for us, that we may come to Easter, the feast of the resurrection of our Lord, with glad hearts and keep that feast in sincerity and truth. Almighty God, you have created us out of the dust of the earth. Grant that these ashes may be to us a sign of our mortality and penitence, so that we may remember that it is only by your gracious gift that we are given everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
You are dust, and to dust you shall return. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. Almighty and everlasting God, I'm sorry. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. May the Lord, who has begun this good work in us, bring it to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Almighty and everlasting God, you despise nothing you have made, and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create in us new and contrite hearts, that lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, we may receive from you full pardon and forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people. Consecrate the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, even nursing infants. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep and say, spare your people, O Lord, and make not your heritage a reproach, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Then the Lord became jealous for his land and had pity on his people. The Lord answered and said to his people, behold, I am sending to you grain, wine, and oil, and you will be satisfied, and I will no more make you a reproach among the nations. The Lord is merciful and gracious,
slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love.
He will not always chide,
nor will he keep his anger forever.
He does not deal with us according to our sins,
nor repay us according to our iniquities.
For as high as the heavens are above the earth,
so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him.
As far as the east is from the west,
so far does he remove our transgressions from us.
As a father shows compassion to his children,
so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him.
For he knows our frame.
He remembers that we are dust.
We we implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Working together with him, then, we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, in a favorable time I listened to you, and in a day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We put no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, by great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, the Holy Spirit, genuine love, by truthful speech and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, through honor and dishonor, through slander and praise. We are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing yet possessing everything. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful.
Slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love.
Jesus said, beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Remain standing if you're able for the singing of the hymn of the day, 607. Please join me in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The words spoken give the meaning to the reminder of the ashes imposed. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. You likely know the background. The triune God had made humankind in his image, after his likeness, forming the first man of dust from the ground and breathing into his nostrils the breath of life, so that the man became a living creature. But, as we will hear again this coming Sunday in the Old Testament reading, when the man and the woman sinned, they brought death, not only upon themselves, but also upon the whole human race, with the Lord telling the man, as our representative, that he would labor until he returned to the ground from which he was taken, saying, "You are dust, and to dust you shall return." But that returning to dust is not the end of the matter. The divinely inspired St. Paul writes to the Corinthians and also to us these words: "If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. Thus it is written, 'The first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit.' But it is not the spiritual that is first, but the natural, and then the spiritual. The first man was from the earth, a man of dust, and the second man is from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are of the dust. And as is the man of heaven, so also are those who are of heaven. Just as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the man of heaven." With that text before us, this evening we direct our thoughts to the theme, bearing the image of the man of dust and the man of heaven. That text comes as St. Paul is writing about the resurrection body, apparently addressing questions from the Corinthians about both how the dead are raised and with what kind of body they come. St. Paul explains the need of the old to die in order for new life. And he contrasts old forms with new forms, using four pairs of opposites: perishable, imperishable, dishonor, glory, weakness, power, and natural, spiritual. Then he expands on that last one, the natural spiritual contrast. As we heard, ultimately he assures Christians, including us, that just as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the man of heaven. To be sure, we should not misunderstand St. Paul as if he is saying that we will go from looking like sinful Adam to looking like holy Jesus. In these passages, image refers less to what we see when we look in a mirror and refers more to our mind and will, which originally reflected such things as God's wisdom and rule, especially as our mind and will were rightly disposed to God and without any trace of sensuality or propensity toward evil. Since humankind's fall into sin, however,
we are hardly rightly disposed to God and without any trace of sensuality or propensity toward evil. Instead, the negatives of those four pairs describe us: perishable, dishonor, weakness, and natural. That which is born of sinful flesh is sinful flesh. As descendants of sinful Adam and Eve, we inherit their image, and their original sin leads us to commit all kinds of actual sins, thinking, saying, and doing things that we should not, and not thinking, saying, and doing things that we should. We are honest with ourselves. We know that what God's word says about the depth of our corruption is true. So we also know that we deserve both death here and now and torment in hell for eternity. When God withdraws our souls, then our bodies live no longer. Left to themselves or not, eventually our bodies return, first to loose dust and then to compact ground or earth. But that returning to dust, ground, or earth is not the end of the matter. Just as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the man of heaven. Earlier in 1 Corinthians, St. Paul writes, "For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive." Then later in Romans, as we will hear again this Sunday in the epistle reading, St. Paul elaborates on that contrast between the man of dust and the man of heaven, emphasizing the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness because Jesus died on the cross for everyone's sins. The Son of God came from heaven and returned to heaven. But for us and for our salvation, he assumed into the Godhead a human nature of dust, though without sin. We might think of our frailty evoking God's pity, or of God's wanting to restore his image in us. But ultimately, God the Father's love is behind his Son Jesus' death as our substitute and his and our eventual resurrections from the dead. Father and Son's Holy Spirit leads us to be sorry for our sin and to trust God the Father to forgive us for Jesus' sake. Such inward repentance might or might not be accompanied by outward signs such as dust and ashes. But when there is such inward repentance, then God forgives us, our sinful nature, and all our actual sin. Already now, we have God's peace in the forgiveness of sins, and so already now, we can rejoice in Christ. The two Hebrew words used in the Old Testament that are usually translated dust and ashes sound similar, are frequently paired together, and can be used as synonyms in some cases. One of the things unique not to the dust but to the ashes is their somewhat counterintuitive use in the water of cleansing. which water in the Old Testament points us forward to the water of holy baptism in the New Testament. In holy baptism, we are born from above by water and the Spirit. And that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. Our redeemed nature that arises from the baptismal water is being renewed, St. Paul writes to the Colossians and to us, after the image of its creator. Jesus gave the Holy Spirit to his disciples and gives the Holy Spirit to their successors, pastors today, so that they can forgive sins on his behalf in holy absolution. And Jesus himself gives himself for the life of the world in the Holy Supper. Whoever feeds on his flesh and drinks his blood, he says, has eternal life, and he will raise him or her up on the last day. God, through his word and sacraments, brings us to repentance and faith, leading us to receive Christ's righteousness through these same means of grace. The image of God is being renewed in us, and so we at least want to think, say, and do the things we should, and to not think, say, and do the things that we should not. We try to keep God's commandments in keeping with our callings in life. And we practice our righteousness privately and genuinely, giving to the needy, praying, and even fasting, as we might do this season of Lent and at other times. For as the Small Catechism says, fasting and other bodily preparation for the Holy Supper are certainly fine outward training. We do not merit God's favor or become righteous by such practices, but such practices flow out of our being made righteous by his favor in Christ Jesus our Lord. We can say that God the Father created our bodies, that God the Son redeemed our bodies, and that God the Holy Spirit sanctifies our bodies. So when God withdraws the soul of a Christian from his or her body, we neither by embalming try to slow down the body's returning to dust, nor by cremation do we try to speed up the body's becoming ashes. But trusting the triune God to keep the remains, we simply commit the body to the ground, in the sure and certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ, who will change our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. As we have considered this evening, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. But that returning to dust is not the end of the matter. Just as we have borne the image of the Son of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the man of heaven. Thanks be to God.
Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father,
by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
To beat
down Satan under our feet, to send faithful laborers into your harvest, and to accompany your word with your grace and spirit.
Open, Lord, ears to hear us, O Lord.
To raise those who fall, and to strengthen those who stand, and to comfort and help the weak-hearted and the distressed.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To give to all peoples concord and peace, to preserve our land from discord and strife, to give our country your protection in every time of need.
We implore you to
to direct and defend our president and all in authority, to bless and protect our magistrates and all our people.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To watch over and help all who are in danger, necessity, and tribulation, to protect and guide all who travel.
We
to grant all women with child and all mothers with infant children increasing happiness in their blessings, to defend all orphans and widows and provide for them.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To strengthen and keep all sick persons and young children, to free those in bondage, and to have mercy on us all.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their hearts, to give and preserve for our use the kindly fruits of the earth, and graciously to hear our prayers.
We implore you to hear us, O
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God.
We implore you to hear us.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Grant us your peace.
O Christ,
hear us.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ, do not deal with us according to our sins. Do not reward us according to our iniquities. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you desire not the death of a sinner, but rather that we turn from our evil ways and live. Graciously spare us those punishments which we by our sins have deserved, and grant us always to serve you in holiness and pureness of living. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give you thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who overcame the assaults of the devil and gave his life as a ransom for many, that with cleansed hearts we might be prepared joyfully to celebrate the Paschal feast in sincerity and truth. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always. Blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace. Amen. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you. This true body and true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Christ.
Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace. Amen. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you.
pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his favor upon you and give you peace.
Amen.